and God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dried. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Jacob a second son. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the drove, saying, On this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him. And he slept and dreamed the second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, Bow the knee! And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. For except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year, and said unto him, We will not hide it from my lord, how that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord, but our bodies and our lands. And when he went out the second day, behold, 2 men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, Wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? And they took their journey from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And thou shalt make loops of blue upon the edge of the one curtain from the selvage and the coupling, and likewise shalt thou make in the uttermost edge of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops shalt thou make in the one curtain, and 50 loops shalt thou make in the edge of the curtain that is in the coupling of the second, that the loops may take hold one of another. And thou shalt make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain that is outmost in the coupling, and 50 loops in the edge of the curtain which coupleth the second. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side there shall be 20 boards, and the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And he made loops of blue on the edge of one curtain from the selvage in the coupling. Likewise he made in the uttermost side of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in the edge of the curtain which was in the coupling of the second. The loops held one curtain to another. And he made 50 loops upon the uttermost edge of the curtain in the coupling, and 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtain which coupleth the second. And the second row, an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And it came to pass in the first month in the second year, on the 1st day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up. And he shall offer the second for a burnt offering, according to the manner. And the priest shall make an atonement for him for his sin which he hath sinned, and it shall be forgiven him. And the garment, either warp, or woof, or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which thou shalt wash if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time, and shall be clean. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the 1st day of the second month in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, And they assembled all the congregation together on the 1st day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward by their polls. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,050 and 1,450 throughout their armies. And they shall set forth in the second rank. On the second day, Nethaneel the son of Zohar, prince of Issachar, did offer. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the 1st month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, The 14th day of the second month at even they shall keep it, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And on the second day ye shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot. At that time the Lord said unto Joshua, Make thee sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And the second day they compassed the city once, and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And the Lord delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, which took it on the second day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein, according to all that he had done to Libnah. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. And their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And it came to pass the same night, that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place, and take the second bullock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day, and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And it came to pass on the morrow, which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan his son, Wherefore cometh not the son of Jesse to meat, neither yesterday nor today? So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, and did eat no meat the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David, because his father had done him shame. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear, even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time. And his second, Chileab, of Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And the third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the 4th year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. That the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. So he died, according to the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Then he sent out a second on horseback, which came to them, and said, Thus saith the king, Is it peace? And Jehu answered, What hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. Then he wrote a letter the second time to them, saying, If ye be mine, and if ye will hearken unto my voice, take ye the heads of the men your master's sons, and come to me to Jezreel by tomorrow this time. Now the king's sons, being 70 persons, were with the great men of the city which brought them up. In the second year of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. In the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, began Jotham, the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, to reign. And this shall be a sign unto thee, Ye shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves, and in the second year that which springeth of the same. And in the third year sow ye, and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruits thereof. And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the keepers of the Lord, to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal, and for the grove, and for all the host of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. The height of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and the chapiter upon it was brass, and the height of the chapiter 3 cubits, and the wreath and work, and the pomegranates upon the chapiter round about, all of brass, and like unto these had the second pillar with wreath and work. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah the chief priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and the three keepers of the door. And Jesse begat his firstborn Eliab, and Abinadab the second, and Shimma the third. Now these were the sons of David which were born unto him in Hebron. The firstborn Ammon, of Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, the second Daniel of Abigail the Carmelitess. And the sons of Josiah were, the firstborn Johanan, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shalom. And Maker took to wife the sister of Huppim and Shephim, whose sister's name was Maacah. And the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. Now Benjamin begat Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Hara the third. And the sons of Eshek his brother were Ulam his firstborn, Jehush the second, and Eliphelet the third, Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, and with them their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Jaaziel, and Shemaramoth, and Jehiel, and Unni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mattathiah, and Eliphali, and Mechaniah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael the porters. And Jeheth was the chief, and Ziza the second. But Jehush and Beriah had not many sons, therefore they were in one reckoning, according to their father's house. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamim the fourth. Of the sons of Aziel, Micah the first, and Josiah the second. Now the first lot came forth to Jehoiarib, the second to Jediah. And the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamim the fourth. Now the first lot came forth to Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, who with his brethren and sons were 12. And the sons of Meshelemiah were Zechariah the firstborn, Jediael the second, Zebediah the third, Jethniel the fourth. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, and Sechar the fourth, and Nethaneel the fifth, Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brethren of Hosah were 13. And over the course of the second month was Dodai, an Ahohite, and of his course was Mikloth, also the ruler. In his course likewise were 24,000. And did eat and drink before the Lord on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. And he began to build in the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. He fought also with the king of the Ammonites, and prevailed against them. And the children of Ammon gave him the same year, 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon pay unto him, both the second year and the third. For the king had taken counsel, and his princes, and all the congregation in Jerusalem, to keep the Passover in the second month. And there assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great congregation. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month. And the priests and the Levites were ashamed, and sanctified themselves, and brought in the burnt offerings into the house of the Lord. His servants therefore took him out of that chariot, and put him in the second chariot that he had. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, and was buried in one of the sepulchres of his fathers. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. 30 basins of gold, silver basins of a second sort, 410, and other vessels 1,000. Now in the second year of their coming unto the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, began Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and the remnant of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all they that were come out of the captivity unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. Then ceased the work of the house of God which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased unto the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And Joel the son of Zichri was their overseer, and Judah the son of Senua was second over the city, and Mattaniah the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving in prayer, and Bukbukiah the second among his brethren, and Abda the son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Sheazgaz the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee, and what is thy request? And it shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm the second letter of Purim. And he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Kerenhappuch. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither, saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. I considered all the living which walk under the sun, with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, and from Pathros and from Cush, and from Elam and from Shinar, and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And this shall be a sign unto thee, ye shall eat this year such as groweth of itself, and the second year that which springeth of the same, and in the third year sow ye, and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruit thereof. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, And it came to pass the second day after he had slain Gedaliah, and no man knew it, and a chapiter of brass was upon it, and the height of one chapiter was 5 cubits, with network and pomegranates upon the chapiters round about, all of brass. The second pillar also, and the pomegranates were like unto these. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah the chief priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and the 3 keepers of the door. And every one had 4 faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of a man, and the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle. And on the second day thou shalt offer a kid of the goats without blemish for a sin offering, and they shall cleanse the altar, as they did cleanse it with the bullock. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had 3 ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, What do ye imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that there shall be the noise of a cry from the fish gate, and an howling from the second, and a great crashing from the hills. In the second year of Darius the king, in the 6th month, in the 1st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, The 24th day of the 6th month, in the second year of Darius the king. In the 24th day of the 9th month in the second year of Darius came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, In the 8th month in the second year of Darius came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Sivat, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot black horses. And he came to the second, and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Likewise the second also, and the third unto the seventh. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. And the second took her and died, neither left he any seed, and the third likewise. The second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the second time the cock crew. And Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first, that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And the second took her to wife, and he died childless. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And at the second time Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second psalm, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. The first man is of the earth earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that ye might have a second benefit. I told you before and foretell you, as if I were present the second time, and being absent now, I write to them which heretofore have sinned, and to all other, that if I come again, I will not spare. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. And after the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And when he'd opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And the second angel sounded, And as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald,